This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
My name is Anna Pickering and I'm from the New Zealand Prostitutes Collective, Auckland branch, and I came to the conference because our group had presented a workshop here talking about decriminalisation and law reform around sex workers' rights and health and safety.
How did that workshop go?
It went fantastic. We had a panel of sex worker representatives from Aotearoa, New Zealand, Malaysia, Fiji, and who spoke about what the laws were like in all three countries and the human rights issues that are happening for them there, and also the issues that the sex workers are facing in those countries which was brought around LGBTI and heterosexual people. Yeah.
What were the similarities and differences between the countries?
Well, in New Zealand, sex work is decriminalised and is probably one of the best models globally, but what we found, like in Fiji, that their laws were not, it was illegal, as well as in Malaysia. And there was discussions around violence, police entrapment, and, particularly sex workers who were being violated of their rights.
Is decriminalisation in those other countries going to happen anytime soon?
Well, it opened up the floor for discussions around looking at models happening in, globally, as well as in what's happening here in New Zealand, and for those groups to go back to their countries and start the process around, homosexual law reform and sex worker law reform. It's been a positive thing for the sex industry in New Zealand. Sex workers are no longer redeemed as criminals. There's no police register book. Sex workers can report incidents of violence. The other thing is that condoms and lubrication were historically used as evidence against sex workers. So as far as the health and safety practices are concerned, it's, they're protected under the law just like any other occupation. There are still people out there, groups out there who want to recriminalise, particularly street-based sex workers who are very vulnerable and predominantly transgender sex workers. So that's one of our concerns as well, bringing that forth, coming to the conference too as well.
Has there been anything at the conference that's really challenged you and challenged your ideas?
There's been some amazing amazing people here who presented at the conference and the plenary programs, but I think what's come out of this conference is the issues on human rights advocacy and groups to be inspired and keep doing the work that they're doing, working in policy, education, those sort of issues. Yeah.
Which of the speakers have really stood out for you?
The speaker from Malaysia, Grace Poor. The first person who spoke on the opening of the session would have been Marilyn Waring. Yeah, she did a fantastic. And Carl Polotu Ndeman, he was fantastic as well. And Felicia, who spoke this morning as well. Yep, they're all great speakers, and I think they've left something memorable I can think of. I'd really like to hear what Boris Dietrich from the Netherlands would have to speak about this afternoon, so I imagine that would be, he'd be a great speaker as well.
Felicia was very strong this morning.
Yeah, definitely, and it was good to bring up the, around the Pacific people being represented at, the OutGames and the, not only that, but just at the conference itself. But one of the things I think I'd like to see is more of a, more discussions around, lesbian Pacific Island woman at the conference. There wasn't a lot of input in that, and there was a lot of input around that if you're gay, you're either whawhawhenge. And I just feel that there's a lot of oppression when it comes to Pacific Island issues around lesbian same-sex, also oppression around sex workers who are Pacific Islander as well. So I think that there should have been something more spoken about that. I brought it up in one of the workshops and to the American Samoan contingent group, and they mentioned that as far as their knowledge was concerned, there isn't any sex workers that they know of happening in their island. But interesting enough, when you look at countries like in Papua New Guinea and Pacific, Fiji, there are representatives from Fiji here today. We were talking about those issues and the groups that are coming out from these islands representing sex workers and GLBTI issues, that there could be more focus put onto that as well. Because when people talk about the Pacific, it's not Polynesia. You know, there's Melanesia as well. So I feel that that could be more broader. That's my perspective.
And when you say oppressions, where is that coming from?
It's just from the discussions that I've had with some of the queer PIs who really haven't had much of a voice here at the conference, who've sort of said that that they don't identify as whawhawhenge, and for them, you know, they're either a gay man or a lesbian. So I hate those labels, but do you know what I mean? You can't put them under that one umbrella. And like I said, when you're talking about Pacific, it's broader. I mean, something that Felicia brought up, that there were, you know, 22 countries that make up that region. So there's only, like, most of the input that have been put through the conference to this conference was mainly representatives from Samoa and Tonga, and there were two presenters from Fiji, but they didn't even cover the issues around sex worker issues, which I know that they work with in Fiji. And so
how do we broaden it out?
There are a lot of groups that are running in the Pacific that aren't here, and just the awareness and building up the networks is really important. Like the two Pacific guys over there from Fiji, like they said that, you know, they're working on human rights issues in Fiji, and that's something that's lacking there at the moment. And for them, it's about building the networks here, learn what they've, you know, the networks here and the people that have met within this conference, and go back to Fiji and be inspired and go from there.
So what would be the things that you would take away from a conference like this, or what are the things you're going to take away from this conference?
I mean, you know, we live in a safe world in New Zealand, and, you know, we've got, like I said, you know, there was homosexual law reform, the Prostitution Reform Act, and when you look at people, you know, when people who are coming from developing countries and third world countries are here talking about the issues that are they're facing, it sort of puts a perspective in just how lucky we are, and we shouldn't take things for granted. And that, you know, can we get out there and, you know, join the networks and the, you know, the Facebook political groups and, you know, just keep informed about what's happening globally in other countries, and also what happens here locally. Keep up to date with, or keep your local politicians up to date with what things are happening in the groups that are here in New Zealand. Pass that information around. Yeah, I mean, that's probably what I could say in a nutshell. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, what do you think are the biggest issues facing Aotearoa New Zealand at the moment in terms of human rights?
Well, I mean, after coming back from that plenary seminar this morning, the discussions there that came out was, I don't like to talk about politics and that, but people were saying that under this current leadership that, you know, human rights is not a number one on the agenda. So when you think about issues or social issues that have been fought and are really moving, you know, and globally through the world, that they could be something pushed back, that's really... it's a worry, yeah. That's my personal comments, yeah.
If somebody's listening to this in 30 years' time, what would you say to them?
Hopefully we're still around, no? people are lucky, like the generation, I mean, who've never known what it's like to, fight for, you know, gay, lesbian, trans rights, wouldn't have the faintest clue what it's like. So I think that they should feel lucky and honoured and, you know, learn the history be proud of it and, you know, don't take things for granted. Yeah, and probably get out there and travel and see what the issues are happening and, you know, globally, like in other, you know, developing countries and, Just get out there, out of your square. Yeah.